I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Merce Culp, a teaching artist at the Toledo Museum of Art and four-dimensional artist and designer.
Yes, four-dimensional. So it sounds kind of weird, like what is the fourth dimension? But that includes time-based artwork. So that means performances. That means dance, video, film. The fourth dimension was always there. I just didn't notice it, and I definitely didn't have that term in mind as something that I should add to my title.
Merce creates in two and three dimensions as well. That's actually where she received her degree, a Bachelor of Fine Arts in 3D Digital Character Modeling and Alternative Digital Printing from Bowling Green State University. But her love of art, like so many other artists, began long before college.
Really was at the age of three. I've been around an artistic family. Art is everywhere. It's a part of my life, a big part of my life. I got my start at about 3 years old as my mother, who's also an artist, ceramicist, graphic designer. She would guide my hand to draw what I saw in the funnies. We called the Snoopy or the cartoon part of the newspaper the funnies. So art classes and being exposed to artistic things like at the museum, going to art camps, computer camps, planetarium, visiting Portside and seeing artists back in the 80s, that was a big part of my artful life.
Another part was fashion, her interest in it, but also her desire to create her own pieces.
At the age of nine, I kind of looked around and I was really keen to fashion. And so I was kind of disappointed in what I would see as far as the color selection for what I could, you know, ask my mom to buy me this dress or that dress. I just didn't like the dresses and they never came in my favorite color. And so I made up in my mind that I would try to wear my own art. And so that means something different than today. It just was a concept that I want to wear art. And so I began to sketch. Right now, I'm living my nine-year-old self.
Merce has now added fashion to her digital, paint, drawing, and mixed media portfolio. And she's really combined the two as the t-shirts, sweatshirts, sweatpants, shoes that she creates through her fashion brand, Amfinity. They all feature the shapes, the colors that are so well used and well loved within her 2D art. It's geometric designs, stark contrasts, and bright colors that make up Merce's work. And it's work, as she mentioned earlier, that she's been pursuing since she was a child, a journey she's been thinking a lot about lately.
I don't know why in the last month it's been a topic. It's not the first time I've been asked that in the last month or that I've seen it being asked, whether it was social media or being in a room where someone is talking about what they would say to their younger self. I would say I would want to take more risks. It helps you grow because there are questions that I ask now or statements that I make or the way I operate is different now than it was in my early stages. It took me to about 2008 to find the arts community for myself. And so in that, I've had good and bad experiences, both which helped me grow as a person and grow professionally. So the challenges have been not necessarily exposure. The challenges have been navigating the opportunities and those who present the opportunities. Me just not knowing, because in the early stages, you don't know until you try.
This self-reflection gives Merce the space to think about the advice that she would give to young, new artists coming up within the scene. A scene, Merce believes, can expand with more artists, more art-based businesses, and more community culture events, increasing the possibility for creative placemaking and workspace.
I keep going to creative camps, and even without money, do exactly the type of art you can with what you have, whether you have supplies from an art store or whether you have materials that you can put together from a junk drawer, an old school box, kindergarten that's still sitting in your closet. Use all the materials that you want to make. So those are things that I did, but I think I would have done more of that so that I can explore. And that's how I've gotten to where I've been today, just exploring materials. My advice is to definitely keep playing, keep playing. And then one thing that I know about myself is that I wasn't told to stop. I had a supportive family, and so we understand the arts, we understand music, we understand dance and performance. So with or without support, definitely keep exploring. Don't limit yourself. It just gives you a better sense of what to do as an artist.
Marseille is looking ahead to think of what to do as an artist. She's thinking back to that dream as a 9-year-old, to be a successful designer and business owner.
Really just doing more exhibitions of the style that I currently work in, where what I'm wearing, I'm pretty much wearing art, my environment matches, and I just continue to style myself and style people and have a flourishing business. That's really my goal.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.